But let's look at ways that we could educate the kids. We have all these retirees. There's only so much golf they can go out and do or some other thing. How about throw the cars out on the street and set up a lawnmower repair shop and teach the kids that. Set up music, you know, get retirees involved with theater, you know, and teaching these kids. So this brings up my new book, Calling All Minds. It's all my childhood projects, like my fifth grade woodworking project, my parachutes and helicopters that I made, little things I was doing in third and fourth grade. Kids just aren't getting out and making enough stuff. And that's what the whole purpose of that book is, to get kids making things. It's also all about patents and famous inventors. And it's got copies of famous patents, just to get kids doing some other fun stuff. So I've got a whole bunch of patent diagrams in there, ranging from serious stuff like the airplane or the sewing machine to really ridiculous things like a decorative fly swatter. I put that in there because I thought the description was so funny that it actually was an official patent description for something pretty ridiculous. I picked the most ridiculous patent I could find, and then famous inventors of all different kinds, like the inventor of Velcro, that was one of them. My grandfather was the co-inventor of the autopilot for airplanes, and he worked with a guy who was probably autistic or Asperger's syndrome, a really weird guy who came up with a really weird idea. Everybody else thought it was stupid, and my grandfather goes, I can make that work. And they did. It was in every plane during World War II. But the situation with my grandfather, he was the more traditional MIT-trained engineer, and the other guy, visual thinker, comes up with a crazy idea for three little coils. It's called a flux valve. And they tinkered in a workshop in a loft over where they fixed trains. And together, they made it work.